Good evening, everyone. Let me welcome you all tonight to our annual carol service here in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church. It's good to see all who have gathered with us this evening. We're going to commence by singing the first hymn in our order of service, a very well-known hymn at this time of the year. Hark the herald, angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic host proclaim that Christ is born in Bethlehem. It's hymn number 76, if you're using the hymn book, the first hymn in the order of service. We'll stand as we sing, and let us really sing it out with all of our hearts. Glad to have our brother, Mr. Colin Maxwell, with us here tonight. After the singing of this hymn, I'd ask him just to come to the pulpit and to lead us in prayer, please. Let's stand as we sing.
Pray and seek the Lord. Our gracious God and eternal Father in heaven, Again, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one of whom it has been our joy to even sing tonight, the one at the very center, not only of our first hymn, but of our second and our third. And indeed, all, Lord, that will take part in this gathering tonight, we thank thee that we come through him who loved us, and he gave himself for us. We're glad, Lord, at this time of the year we focus our thoughts on his coming into the world. We remember tonight that he came into the world to save sinners, those who could not save themselves. Lord, we were lost, we were undone, without God, without Christ, without hope in the world. But we bless thee tonight that the Son of God is come. He has arisen with healing in his wings. And we're glad tonight, Lord, that we are celebrating the coming of one who has a great love for the sinner. It was love, Lord, that brought him into the world. It was love, Lord, that helped him to endure even the contradiction of sinners against himself. And it was love that took him to the tree, to the cross of Calvary. And there, God's word says, he suffered the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Lord, help us to remember these things tonight, to rejoice in them. We don't apologize for them. They are the very joy of our hearts. And we pray, our Father, that even in all that is said and done tonight, as the young ones, Lord, would take part in the meeting, and as we would sing together, Lord, as a congregation, in the congregational hymns, in the readings of the word tonight, we think of the various readings that will be read in our hearing. And Lord, even though we might be most familiar with them, we pray that they'll come afresh to our hearts with power. And then for the preaching of the word, we know, Lord, that you set great store by the preaching of the word of God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching, what the world would despise. It pleases thee to take such preaching and use it for the salvation of precious souls. We pray for all who gather tonight. There's many different needs before us here in the congregation and in the people gathered. But we know, Lord, that the greatest need of any soul is to find peace with God, to have their sins forgiven. And we bless thee that the one who came into the world said on several occasions, your sins be forgiven thee. Oh, what peace there is in the hearing of those words, what joy there is in the heart, a new song is put into the mouth of the soul set free. And Father, we pray that that new song of redemption will be sung in many hearts tonight. Lord, not only in this gathering, but we think of many other gatherings of a kindred nature to this, in our places, in such places, Lord, Christ is preached, and therein, Lord, we rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. Continue with us now. May your help be known in the gathering, and may you receive all the praise and all the honor, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
We thank you to our brother for leading us in prayer. We give a very special welcome tonight to the members of our Sunday school and members of the Youth Fellowship. They have been practicing hard for tonight, and we pray the Lord will bless them as they take part this evening. We're going to commence just into the program that you have just in the order service, and we're going to have our first Bible reading tonight regarding the angel appears to Mary. That is from Luke's Gospel. Chapter 1, verses 26 to 35. Those verses will be read by Lucy Fleming and Victoria Dara from our Sabbath school.
Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 30. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favoured, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and outcast in her mind, what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favour with God.
And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
Well, thank you indeed to Lucy. For reading the scriptures so well. Now we're going to have the Sunday school, and they're going to come and sing three verses of that well-known hymn, Once in Royal David City, with Jessica playing for them. Thank you. Thank you, boys and girls, for singing so well that lovely old hymn, and we pray the Lord will bless you. It's good to have so many young people willing to sing out just for the Lord. Now, we're going to have our second Bible reading tonight concerning the birth of the Lord Jesus, and that is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, and that will be read by Jensen Scott. Thank you, Jensen.
The birth of the Lord Jesus, Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of lineage and David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you, Jensen, for reading that passage of Scripture so well, a very famous and well-known passage of Scripture for this time of the year. And we thank him for reading that so well. At this stage, we're going to have now a flute instrumental, Joy to the World by Chloe Porter, one of our young people from the church. Thank you to Chloe for coming and playing for us that great hymn of Isaac Watts, Joy to the World. In our world there's much sadness and darkness, but the great joy and light to this world is Christ coming, the greatest message of all. And we thank her for playing that great old hymn. We're going to have another Bible reading now. It's the shepherds and the angels worshipping the Lord Jesus. And that is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 8 to 21. And that will be read by Francesca Lindsay and Holly Latimer, please.
Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were wee sore afraid. The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ Lord, and this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will toward men.
Luke chapter 2, verse 15 to 21. And it came to the pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to the pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying was told them concerning this child. And all that they heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all these things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when the 8 days were accomplished for circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
Thank you to Francesca and Holly for reading that passage of Scripture so well to us tonight. We're going to have now the Sunday School again to sing a very well-known carol this time of the year, while shepherds watch their flocks by night, singing three verses, and Jessica playing for them.
Lord, give time and glory.
Thank you, boys and girls, again for singing so well. And what a message that was to the shepherds not to fear. And how the Lord is one, yes, who can dispel all our fears and all our cares. We're going to have now a cornet instrumental, O Come All Ye Faithful. And that is by Isabella Mathers and Faith Kells. Would ask them now to come, please. Thank you. Thank you to Isabella and Faith for playing so well that lovely old hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful. It's good to have that gift, that musical gift, and to use it for the Lord. I want to welcome everyone tonight. It's good to see so many gathered in here this evening. Welcome you all in the Lord's great name. A special word of thanks to our children and young people for taking part, and they'll be taking part again later on in the service, and to all the family members and friends and relatives with us here this evening. We bid you welcome. We pray the Lord will bless you. If you're a child of God, may you be drawn closer to the Lord, your Savior. And if you're here tonight and you're not saved, never trusted the Lord for salvation, our prayer burden is that even tonight you take that step of faith and choose Christ and trust Him as your Redeemer. Give a special welcome also to those who may be joining us online. Thank you for joining with us tonight as well. And our prayer is the Lord will richly bless you. Can I just thank our Sunday School Superintendent, Mr. Ian Moore, and all the Sunday School teachers for their labor and input to the Sunday School throughout the year. We are thankful for their labor in this work. And we pray God will richly bless the Sunday School. And the Sunday School will be off now for 2 weeks. And again, if there's any children in the family or family circle or in your neighborhood and don't go to Sunday school, we'd be delighted to have them. Speak to our superintendent or to myself, and we'd be glad to have the children along at our Sunday school every Lord's Day morning at 11 a.m. Just some announcements I want to leave with you. Immediately after the service tonight, there's supper for everyone, so don't be going away. There's plenty there for everyone. And stay behind for a cup of tea and a time of fellowship after the meeting. Tuesday night here in the church, 8 p.m., our midweek prayer meeting and Bible study. We'll be long to take that meeting. Trust as many as possible will gather for the time of prayer and Bible study. That will be followed by a very brief meeting of the church committee. Just ask the brethren to remember that, please. Next Lord's Day, the 24th of December, there'll be no Sabbath school as off now, as we said, for 2 weeks. But the services will be at the normal times of 12 noon and 7 p.m. We'll be long to bring God's Word. Both services preceded by the half hour of prayer, and we'll be delighted to see you. Also, during the Christmas week, from Christmas to the New Year, as is customary, there'll be no midweek prayer meeting on the Tuesday night. We'll be having a special end-of-year service this night, fortnight, here in the church, the 31st of December at 7 p.m., and we belong to bring God's Word. We'll not be having a normal watch night due to the New Year's Eve being on the Sunday, but we'll be having that end-of-year service. Do plan to join with us for that special service at the end of the year. Then our annual week of prayer in the New Year, God willing, will be from the 15th to the 18th of January, each night at 8 p.m., just for an hour. Encourage you to keep that week free and to join with us. Then just on behalf of my wife and family, we'd like to assure you all of our prayers and best wishes for this season of the year and into the new year of 2024 in the will of the Lord. We pray the Lord will richly bless you all together in your families and with your family circles and loved ones at this time of the year. That's really all by way of necessary announcements. We're going to turn again to our next hymn, our congregational hymn, in the order of service. We don't take up an offering during the meeting, but do remember the offering plates as you leave. This is another well-known hymn, very appropriate for this time of the year. Who is he in yonder stall, at whose feet the shepherds fall? 'Tis the Lord, a wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, crown him. Lord of all. And that would be the desire and prayer of our hearts for all tonight, that you would indeed crown Christ Lord of all in your heart and in your soul. We'll stand as we sing, singing it out entirely. Hymn number 88 in our own hymn book, the second hymn in the order of service. Let's stand as we sing.
Thank you.
singing. May the Lord bless the great truths of that hymn to all our hearts and souls this evening. We're going to carry on just with the program for tonight. And we're going to ask now Julia Muir, one of our members of Sunday School Youth Fellowship, to come and play a flute instrumental, A Silent Night, please. Thank you. Thank you, Julia, for playing that piece so well. What a great truth there is there in that piece, that Christ the Saviour is born. Thank Julia for coming. It's good to have that gift and to use it just for the Lord's honour and glory. We're going to have two others from our congregation. Now, they're not from the Sunday school. They're long past Sunday school days. They're like ourselves, getting on in years, but in middle years, have to be careful what I say. But Jenny and Raymond Foy now are going to come and sing two pieces for us, please. Thank you.
Master, Redeemer, Savior of the world, wonderful Counselor, bright morning star, Lily of the valley, provider. Yesterday, he'll be tomorrow, beginning and end. But the angel called him Jesus, born of a virgin. Mary called him and die.
But the angel called him Jesus, born of a virgin. Mary called him Jesus, but I call him Lord. But the angel called him Jesus, born of a virgin. Mary called him Jesus, but I called him Lord.
Shining, it is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth.
Shall he break, for the slave is our prize.
thank you to Raymond and Jenny for coming and singing those pieces. And the Lord bless those words of truth to all our hearts and souls. To see them, thank them for coming and singing for the Lord. And may the Lord bless them in that ministry. We're going to have another Bible reading tonight. It's the wise men worshiping the Lord Jesus in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. And that's going to be read for us by Joel Foy, please. Thank you, Joel.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 11, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him.' When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also.' When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh."
Thank you, Joel, for reading that passage so well. And now we're going to have a flute and piano instrumental, as with Gladness Men of Old, by Alana Foy and Julia Muir, please. Thank you. Thank you to Eliana and Julia for playing that piece so well. Now we're going to have our final Bible reading tonight, Prophecy Fulfilled, Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 6, and that is going to be read by Jacob Hazard, please. Thank you.
It is in Isaiah 9, verse 2 to 6. "The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them have the light shined. Those multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. The joy before thee according to the joy in the harvest, as the men rejoice when they did divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and staff of his shoulder, the rod of oppressor as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warriors confused noise, and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with the burning fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Thank you to Jacob for reading that passage of Scripture so well. All our Bible readings tonight focused upon Christ, his coming, his advent into the world. And that's the great beauty of the Scriptures, how they point you and I to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We're going to have our final piece now in our order service, piano instrumental, by Miss Anna Moore, one of our young people from our congregation, O Holy Night, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Donna, for playing that piece so well. I pray the Lord will bless her in that ministry. And indeed, that will be the prayer of all our hearts tonight. There'll be that bowing down, that yielding to the Lord, Savior, and as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I want to thank all the children, the young people who have taken part tonight. We've been really blessed through all that you've said and done tonight. And I encourage as a congregation, take our Sunday school and our youth fellowship upon your hearts in prayers day by day. And pray for God's rich blessing upon them in life day by day. Before we turn to the ministry of God's word, we'll maybe just stand to our feet for a word of prayer, just to change our position before we come to consider God's word just briefly this evening. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee, Lord, for Thy presence with us already in this meeting tonight. We thank Thee for help given to all the children and young people as they've taken part. And Father, we pray that Thou would bless each of these young lives, that early in life they would come to know the Lord as Savior and follow on to serve Him and to live for Him. And Lord, we just look to Thee now as we come to consider Thy word. We thank Thee that Thou said that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Give help, the help of Thy Holy Spirit, in the proclamation of Thy word. Use Thy word, O God, tonight to the blessing, the encouragement of every child of God. And for any with us tonight not saved, may it be used, O God, by Thee, even to lead them to Christ this night for salvation, in whose name we do pray and do ask all these things. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. Could you just turn again, please, in God's word with me tonight to Luke's Gospel, chapter number 2. This passage of Scripture was read by one of the children earlier on this evening, and there's just one verse I want us to look at and to consider tonight together, and it is the verse number 7 of Luke's Gospel, chapter number 2. We read about Mary and the Lord Jesus, the baby Jesus, as it says, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, for many, Christmas, yes, is a season of reminiscence. For many, it's a season of visiting family and friends and loved ones. For others, it is a season, perhaps, of festivity, shopping, busyness, and the giving of gifts. But for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is a time to especially remember the greatest visit that has ever taken place in this world. And that visit is the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ at Bethlehem, and is coming into this world to save His people from their sins. As it says there in verse 11 of that chapter, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And it is this same momentous event in the history of this world that is being referred to in our verse tonight, verse 7 of Luke chapter 2. It says, "And she shall bring forth a firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." These words, they relate to the incarnation, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into this world. Yes, these words, they tell of the circumstances surrounding the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He who was born of Mary, He who was miraculously conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And from these circumstances regarding the virgin birth of Christ, there are a number of important lessons I want to leave with you tonight in our gathering in the time that is left. Notice first of all here with me that we see God's compassion for sinful man. It says there, "And she brought forth her firstborn son." And those words are but the fulfillment of God's promise to send a Savior to this world. And God's first promise to send a Savior to this world was back in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Whenever Adam and Eve fell into sin, there the divine record tells us of God speaking to Satan about this very promise. And in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God says, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Here God was telling of how Christ, the seed of the woman, would come. and he would destroy the works of Satan. Indeed, that same promise has been mentioned many, many times throughout the Old Testament. And here in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 7, we see the great proof, the great evidence of that promise being fulfilled and coming to pass. And in all of this, we see God's wondrous love for sinful man, for Christ Jesus, come into this world to save his people from their sins. The Bible speaks of the Lord Jesus and says, "And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." The hymn writer says, "Amen, Lord, we bless thee, born for our salvation." And dear people, tonight, whenever we think about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in Bethlehem, may we never forget that he came to save us from our sins. He came so that you and I could know our sins forgiven by God. He came so that you and I could have eternal life in a home in God's heaven one day. And all of this, yes, we see the compassion of God for sinful man, for our sinful, never-dying souls. The Bible tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only a begotten Son." Also, this title here of the firstborn is of great importance because it reminds you and I that Christ was indeed God incarnate. He is the only begotten Son of God. The Bible speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ and says he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. And being God's Son, how different the Lord Jesus Christ is from you and I and all the rest of mankind. Being the Son of God, Christ was sinless. He was perfect. The babe in Bethlehem was without any taint of sin whatsoever. The Bible says of the Lord Jesus Christ that he knew no sin. And because he was sinless, yes, his death on the cross, it satisfied the justice of God, and his death was sufficient to atone for our sins and to purchase eternal salvation for all who would trust the Lord Jesus as their Savior. Also, being the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ was all-powerful, almighty. And that power was wonderfully demonstrated in his resurrection from the dead on the third day. The Bible says he is the firstborn from the dead. And whenever Jesus Christ died and rose again, what did he do? He defeated death. He defeated sin and hell and Satan. And through that same power, all that know him and trust him as Savior also can triumph over death, over sin, over hell, over the grave, over Satan himself. Indeed, the Bible speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ and says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of Satan." And dear friend, tonight in this carol service, let me say this: true faith in Jesus Christ as Savior, you can know redemption. Yes, redemption from your sin. Know your sins all forgiven. The power and sway and dominion of sin broken in your life. You can know peace with God. You can know deliverance from the wrath to come. And you can be sure of going to God's heaven one day and have the great hope of eternal life within your soul. The Bible says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, because of God's love, Christ came. Yes, as it says in our verse tonight, he was born of Mary, and Mary brought forth her firstborn son. And friends, here tonight, you and I see the wonderful love of God. Oh, as you think tonight of Christ, think of his coming to this world. See that he came in love to be our Savior. Not only do we see here God's compassion for sinful man, but notice something else in connection with our verse tonight. We see the condescension of Christ toward a sinful man. Notice again in verse number 7 what we read there of the Lord Jesus and what Mary did to him when he was born. It says he was wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And here we see Christ's condescending love to sinners, whoever they are, of every color and creed and class in society. Those swaddling clothes, what were they? They were old rags. Rags that were used to clothe a baby that was born into deepest poverty, into deepest humility. The manger, what was it? It was the feeding trough of cattle. It was the lowest of all cradles in society. This was no royal cradle. And in this, yes, we see the willingness of Christ to save poor and needy sinners. The Bible speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is what it says about him. It says, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich. And the willingness of Christ to save poor and needy sinners had ended with his death upon the cross of Calvary when he was crucified on that hillside outside the city of Jerusalem. The Bible says, for Christ also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Yes, Christ's meek and lowly birthplace, it shows to us his readiness, yes, to save sinners of every creed and color and class and society. You think tonight of the demoniac of Gadara. You think tonight of the wise men. You think tonight of the shepherds who attended the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, and such, yes, represent every class and society. Indeed, nowhere in the Bible do you ever hear or read of the Lord Jesus Christ refusing or rejecting anyone, whoever they were, who came to him for salvation. No. Indeed, the Bible speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ and says he is indeed the friend of sinners. Dear on, see a friend in our meeting tonight, no matter who you are, no matter what your background is, if you come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ alone for salvation, he will not reject you. He will not turn you away. He says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And coming to him for salvation, he'll pardon all your sins. The Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. He'll make you the friend of God. He'll bring you into a state of peace with God. And he'll save you from the wrath to come. The Bible says, therefore, being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And he'll change your life. That's what the Lord Jesus does in salvation. He changes hearts. He changes lives from the inside out. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all through the scriptures you read the earthly life of Christ. In the Gospel of Matthew, Gospel of Mark, Luke and John. And time after time after time. You read of people, men and women, boys and girls, coming to the Lord. And no one was ever turned away. There you see the wonderful condescension of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you concerned tonight about your sin and your soul's salvation? You come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to him just as you are, as a poor and needy sinner. Call upon him for salvation, and he will save you for time and all eternity. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Confess your need to him as a sinner. Put your faith and trust in him alone. And the Lord, yes, praise God, he will save you. He will forgive all your sins. He will make you his child. And he'll take you one day to heaven and to glory itself. One final thing just in this verse before us tonight. And it is this. Yes, we see man's contempt for God's love in Christ. And we see that really in the final words of our text where it says, there was no room for them in the inn. Yes, such was the action of the innkeeper on this occasion that he caused Mary and Joseph to go to the stable. And in doing so, not only was he turning away Mary and Joseph, but he was also turning away Christ, the firstborn Son of God, the Savior of the world. And that presents to you and I a very sad truth, a very solemn truth. Yes, it highlights the fact of man's contempt, yes, the world's contempt for the Savior, the Son of God, the greatest of all friends. You know, there are multitudes in the past, and indeed there are multitudes tonight in our world and in our society around us, and they have no room in their heart and life for the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Yes, they are indeed like the people of Gadara who besought the Lord Jesus Christ to depart from them. Yes, the attitude here of this innkeeper towards Mary in travail, it shows hard-heartedness. It shows, yes, blindness of heart. It shows ignorance to God's word being fulfilled, for in his failure to make room for Mary and Joseph, yes, we see one here who was too busy in his circumstances to make room for the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And this, yes, we see a picture of all who reject God's love in Christ and God's wonderful offer of salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You see, the person who rejects the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, they have hardened their heart through sin. Yes, such a heart is blind to their need of Christ as Savior and to their need of God's salvation. Yes, such in their heart are too busy to be concerned about Christ, too busy to be concerned about the salvation of their immortal, never-dying soul. That is how it was with the unbelieving Jews in the day of the Savior. For he said to them, "And you will not come to me that you might have life." That's how it was with King Herod at the birth of Christ. He had no time whatsoever for the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let me ask tonight, is this a picture, yes, of one in our gathering this evening? Yes, over this past year of 2023 that has almost gone, you have heard many, many, many times of your need to be saved, of your need to put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus for salvation. You have heard many, many times, yes, even throughout this year, that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only Savior. He is your only hope of salvation. Yet still tonight finds you out of Christ. Still tonight finds you rejecting him as Savior. Oh, friend, let me say this, to know Christ as Savior, it is the most important choice that you will ever face or come to terms with in your life. And to receive God's salvation by faith in Christ, yes, it is the greatest of all gifts that any one of us can ever have and receive. The Bible speaks of the Lord Jesus and says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." Oh, if you are still not saved in this carol service tonight, let me say this, that while time and opportunity is on your side, flee to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight and trust him as Savior. Trust in his precious blood shed upon Calvary's cross to wash away your sins. Oh, make room tonight in your heart and in your life and soul for the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The hymn writer says, "O come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee. O come to my heart, Lord Jesus. Thy cross is my only plea." Friend, tonight unsaved, accept Christ by faith as Savior. Well, time and opportunity is on your side, because I tell you this, upon the authority of the Word of God, that whenever death comes for you, if you're found still unsaved, it will be too late for you to be saved. Too late. Too late will be your cry. You think of the words of the Lord Jesus in Revelation chapter 3, and the verse number 20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him and he with me." Is he knocking at your heart's door tonight? Has he been knocking at your heart's door throughout this year through events, circumstances that have happened to you and you're still not saved? Listen to the voice of God. Open your heart's door to the Lord Jesus Christ and call upon him for salvation. Friend, tonight, don't go away without the Lord. Come to Him, trust Him, call upon Him for salvation. The Bible says, but as many as received Him, to them give He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. That's by faith alone, in the Lord Jesus Christ alone, who came, who was born in Bethlehem, who walked this world, the scene of time, who went to the cross, who died on the cross, who rose again victorious, that you can be saved from your sins, that the whole course of your life can be changed. You can be sure of God's heaven one day. We'll just close our meeting tonight by singing together the final hymn in our order of service. It's hymn number 84 in our hymn book, Jesus My Savior, to Bethlehem came, born in a manger to sorrow and shame. Oh, it was wonderful. Blessed be His name, seeking for me, seeking for me. We'll sing verses 1 and 2 along with the chorus, and then verse 4 as well, just leaving out verse 3, standing as we sing. And after this, we'll give thanks for the food, for the supper, close in prayer, encourage as many as possible to stay behind for a cup of tea and fellowship together. Hymn number 84, verses 1, 2, and 4, leaving out verse 3, standing as we sing. Let us stand as we sing. Meeting with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy presence. We thank Thee for help given, the ministry of Thy word. Write Thy word upon our hearts, upon our souls. And Father, our prayer is for every heart and every soul in this meeting tonight, from the very youngest to the oldest, that there'll be that making room for Christ, that there'll be that trusting of Christ, that embracing Him as Savior and as Lord. That each one not only will trust the Savior as Lord, but follow Him and live for Him day by day. We thank Thee for the coming of Christ. We thank Thee for this greatest gift of all that this world has ever known, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Lord, help us even over the season of the year never to lose sight of the great truth that Christ has come. Help us to live for His honor and glory and to spread abroad the great fame of His name. We thank Thee for the good things that has been provided. Bless the hands that have prepared them. Bless our fellowship together. Then later on, take us all to our different homes in safety. Journey with us. Speak on to our hearts. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the abiding fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide upon all our hearts this night and always. Amen and amen. Indeed, we encourage as many as possible just to wait for a cup of tea. If there's anyone who can't stay, I'll be going to the door. I'll be there to greet you, but across as many as possible, you will just stay.